Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Good morning, good evening.
Welcome to the shit show, bitches.
It is a Friday evening, or late or early Saturday morning. We don't know when this is coming out.
Yeah, who knows?
We're both busy beavers, as usual. I mean, you knew what you're getting into signing up for this podcast. We are full-time career women. We're husbands or wives. We're children.
Are you hungover?
Not yet. No, I didn't drink. I did drink.
You sound hungover a little bit.
I had 3 bottles of wine last night, but I'm not hungover, if that makes sense. Do you know we're almost at 300 episodes?
We got to do something. Listen, so I'm going to have free time once. Oh, I have bubble guts. I think I'm sick. I'm going to have free time once the season's over. So I leave next week. Oh, by the way, I'm not going to be here next week. So we got to figure out what we're doing. But yeah, my last trip for the season is next week and then I'll be free. So we should go into studio for our 300th. And
I would love to
ask someone famous to come, like P. Diddy.
Well, we can't have him on his taboo. We have to talk about him.
I know. I don't think they arrested the real P. Diddy. We'll get into that. But yeah, me and Joey were busy because Joey did my makeup. I don't know if you guys saw, but we did the reunion for this season that's airing right now. We did it Wednesday. And I was like, squirrel, you have to do my makeup. Like, nobody else can do it. And Joey slayed. I mean, I feel like your time off from not doing makeup, you freaking slayed, bitch.
Normally, thank you. You look so beautiful. Your hair and makeup look so pretty. I don't know. Usually, like, when I haven't done it for, like, a long time, I get rusty feet. But I just kind of went in there. And it's like riding a bicycle, they say. I got right back on the horn.
It was so pretty. And then I had toddlers and tiara hair, which was so cute. And, I looked pretty for the reunion. So thank you, Squirrel.
Look pretty for the picture, Connie. Oh, yeah. Where are you going on your trip to Peru?
Somewhere warm. But it's going to be nice. And, yeah, I'm going to go there. And then I come back and then it's cheer comps and all that shit. So I don't know what you're going to do next week, if we're going to have a show or not. You're going to bring Blair on, but
I don't know.
Let's heads up to Blair.
Well, I'm excited for your little vacation. I've been crunching numbers on the scale, particularly, and I've been like on a crash diet, not a crash diet, but I'm trying to, like, you know, the weather's getting warmer, and like I've been like making sure that I'm like, you know, going to the gym at least 3 times a week and watching.
Yes, queen. Well, you're looking amazing.
Thank you. I found the best machine at work and at the gym. It's a rope. It's just a rope that is like a machine, but I just pull on this rope and it makes me feel insane. Have you ever seen it?
Is it like the pull down where, so it's like two things?
No.
And you push it down?
It's literally a rope hanging from the ceiling. It's like a loop.
Oh,
on a loop.
No,
it's like on a loop.
I don't know what that is.
It's like on a loop. So you keep pulling it. It's like a never ending rope. And you can put it like from like 1 to 7. And like the higher number you go, the harder it is to pull. But you just like keep pulling fast, like you're climbing the rope, but you're not really climbing. You're just like pulling the rope. I don't know what it's called, but I gotta tell you, I've been working out for like a month now, and that's the only thing that actually made me feel something.
Oh, like sore?
Yeah, like when I flex my tits, I mean, my tits pop if I punch them.
Your panties. Are you still doing the cold punch?
No, I can't go back into. I mean, like, I'm scared of it because I don't want to have the man. If the man's not there to help me, I won't go in it. Like, I can't. Like, I don't want to scream like a cow in front of people. So,
oh my god,
I'll do it again. Like once, I want Bay to come with me to the trainer one day so he can like watch me, so I don't have to have the trainer witness me looking like a cow.
Well, I've been getting really used to the cold plunge, and it's just getting easier and easier. And I just feel like it's definitely burning calories. I've been trying to like freaking be so good. But now that like I'm fasting to like 2-3, I've been getting migraines. But I feel like it was like a sickness. Like I feel like I had a bug because it was literally 3 days of like a pounding migraine, and now it's gone. But like I've been fasting for like 2 months and I haven't gotten it until literally this week. So I don't know what the hell that was.
You know, yeah, Nicole had a horrible migraine. Tell us what happened. Take us through that fateful day in the kitchen when you were cooking.
Oh my God, you guys. So I was cooking for the kids. It was like 4 o'clock and I literally fast all day. Like I'm drinking, I might do a protein shake or whatever, but like I'm always like hydrated and, you know, drinking stuff and whatever. So I was making dinner for the kids and all of a sudden, like my vision got blurry. I was, you know, the squiggly lines that you see in your eye.
Yes, floaters.
I saw a million of those, but it was like light. They were like luminescent, like shining. And I just felt like my vision was like blurry. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then, but I didn't feel weird. You know, like I didn't feel like I was like I was going to faint or whatever. I couldn't freaking see. And then all of a sudden I'm getting this huge pain in my right temple and it just feels like a headache, but like in this one spot of my head. I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I'm Googling. And of course it said, you know, like I'm having a stroke. I need to go to the hospital. I have a tumor in my head, whatever. Yeah. So I know, Jackie, you know, Jackie Dell, I texted her cause I know she always gets migraines and I'm like, is this fucking normal? I was like, is this what happens to you? She was like, yes. And then she ended up dropping me off a prescription that she takes for migraines, but holy shit, you guys, I thought I was freaking dying. I never had a migraine in my entire life. Even like after, you know, like crazy drinking and stuff, like I'll get a headache, like whatever, but like I'll take a Tylenol and it's gone. I've never felt this in my head. And I'm like, Gianni, I think I'm dying. Like I couldn't function. I literally had to lay down and close my eyes because I didn't know what to do.
Oh,
I've never experienced that in my life. Have you ever had a migraine?
No, not, I mean, I thought was a migraine. It was just like a really bad headache, it sounds like, compared to what that happened to you. That's never happened to you where I'm seeing shit.
No, I was, everything was like blurry. It was freaking weird. I was scared. So yeah, it happened. And then we did the reunion. So this happened Tuesday. The reunion was Wednesday. And like, I still felt it in the morning. Like I was just like throbbing pain or whatever, but like my eyesight was fine, whatever. I didn't feel great. And I felt sick, but I think it's just because I was in so much pain from the headache. So then, you know, I took 3 Tylenol, it went away. And then when I'm on stage, so like I felt normal, whatever, I'm on stage and Angelina's like, you know, talking through her stuff. So if you guys see me like nodding off or my face looks crazy, it's because it started again. So when Angelina was, you know, like talking about finding her dad and everything, it was like a good like 10-minute segment. That's when it happened again. And my vision was blurry. And mind you, there's like, we're on stage. So there's like millions of lights on me. And that's just making it worse. And I almost had a panic attack. So I'm like, I can't look like I'm in pain right now. But I'm fucking in pain. I don't know what to do. And Angelina's like crying, like telling her story. So I don't want to like stop it and be like, oh, I have a migraine, help.
Stop.
So I had to just like swallow the whole thing because she was in her feels and I didn't want to fuck it up. But yeah, it happened again on stage and everything got blurry and the lights like beaming on us didn't help. And I'm like, holy fuck. So then I had to take another 3 Advil. And then yesterday I still felt it a little bit, but it wasn't that bad. And then now today it's like fully gone. So I suffered 3 days with a freaking migraine. So Crusaders, if this ever happened to you, please sound off in the comments because that was freaking scary and I don't want it to ever happen again. And I wasn't dehydrated. Everyone's like, oh, maybe you're dehydrated. I'm like, bitch, I drink all day, every day because I fast. And it's not the fasting because I've been doing that forever. So everyone says it's stress now. And I could see it being stress.
I can see it's
stress. Like, I feel like I never let myself get stressed, you know? Like, well, I deal with stress really good.
Discover real science, technology, engineering, art, and math concepts through fun hands-on projects delivered to your door every month. Each crate is designed by experts, tested by kids, and ensure that every experience is age-appropriate, engaging, and seriously fun. Cubico crates come with everything needed for kids to build, including materials and instructions. You'd be surprised on how quality the materials are, too. Now, Snoopy, you've been getting Kiwi crates for all 9 of your kids?
Yeah, I've been getting crates forever for the kids because I feel like we've been doing the show for so long, and we're always talking about Cubico, and I'm obsessed because my kids are always on their freaking phones, always on their iPads. And I'm just like, can you just like stop? Let's take a break from it. Let's do fun projects because I feel like Sissy and Lorenzo and Angelo do love doing projects and stuff like that. And it's not just like you're like painting, you know, or like coloring or like doing like a silly project and then you throw it away. It's actually toys that they make and stuff that they can keep forever and things that are really, really nice. So Sissy's into baking right now. So she's into all the baking and stuff. Lorenzo loves engineering, so he gets his engineering box. And then Angelo's obsessed with animals and science, so he's doing that box. So I feel like these boxes are perfect for summertime. because, you know, the kids aren't in school. Of course, they're probably going to be on their iPads a lot. But then these boxes are actually teaching them, you know, skills, and they're still learning, but having a good time doing it.
Each month, kids receive crates packed with engaging hands-on activities designed to introduce them to exciting science, technology, art concepts. There's always something for new kids to discover, like engineering robots and learning about the science of ice cream. With 9 monthly programs to choose from, KiwiCo has something for kids of all ages, ranging from infants to preschoolers and teens and beyond. So redefine learning with play. Explore projects that build confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month at any crate line at KiwiCo.com with promo code Snooki. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code Snooki for 50% off. You're going to like to see at KiwiCo. It could be, you know, that the toxins are finally flushing out of your body. And that, you know what I mean? Like, because like you're fasting, you're ridding your gut and like body of like toxins by doing that. And you're also cold plunging. Maybe it could be like the bad stuff's leaving your body. And that's what kind of like makes you sick. Almost like, you know, when you go into ketosis. Do you know what I mean?
What's ketosis?
When you can start the keto diet, you get the keto flu. It's like, you know, when it starts working, when your body's switching over from burning fat to burning like calories or something like that.
I've done this before.
Yeah, I don't
know.
Like,
it's not like it's the first time I've ever done it where it's like a total shock to my body. Or maybe it is because of that and I'm just older and it's like old age.
I think it may be a combination of that because I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. Like, it's a cleansing. Almost like it's like these things are leaving your body. So it's not like poisoning your body. It's like, you know, all the toxins are kind of getting out and maybe it just went to that area. Or I'm thinking this sounds eerily like a alien abduction. So what happens?
It's definitely not alien abduction.
Because you all of a sudden you have forgetfulness and you can't see.
No, I didn't forget anything. Oh. I was fully in the moment.
Oh, never mind.
I was just freaking blind.
Oh.
So yeah, it was definitely scary, and
probably have neurologists in the chat. I'm sure we have some fans that are neurologists. That's a brain doctor.
Oh yeah. On Easter, by the way, happy Easter. It's a Sunday. I'm gonna have Janice because she's a nurse. She works at a cancer hospital, whatever. I'm gonna have her take my blood and she's gonna test it because I feel like something's off. Like maybe I'm lacking a nutrient or like iron. I don't know what the hell's happening, but I'm like, you're taking my blood because I feel like, you know, I'm gonna pass away. I don't wanna pass away.
No, I'm sure we'll be fine. Hold on. Oh, my God.
You're definitely hungover.
A little bit now that it's catching up with me. It's finally beautiful out. It's Friday before Easter. I'm going to pop it. What are you doing for Easter? You're going away on vacation on Easter, right?
No, I leave Tuesday. But we're going to do Janice's at Easter. And I got the kids' Easter baskets, like, ready to go. And I love Easter. I feel like it's such good food.
It's good food. It's nice weather out. Hopefully it'll be nice this Sunday. I'm going to Poppy's, but I'm not going to be doing. I did a lot of things this year. Like I did like Poppy's birthday party was a whirlwind. That was a very pricey party, and I also threw like different events at the house this year. So like I think Easter is like, you know, spending all that money on Easter is not necessary this year. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not. I'm still doing a small table.
What did you spend last year?
Money wise.
Yeah, like what did you spend it on? Food.
Well, no, I had Poppy's 69th birthday party here. That was expensive because I had all the help and all the food, liquor, and all that stuff. And then, yeah, I was just doing a lot of events at the house. So I said, you know, I'm not going to – our guest list isn't that big this year, so I'm still doing a small tablescape. Like, I still got, like – it'll still be cute, but it's not going to have, like sound effects and like, lighting cues like it did in prior years.
Okay.
But I did an Amazon, so I'm doing like a light blue tablecloth, and I got a runner that has like different color wild flowers. I ordered this from a boutique online.
Cute.
And so I have a runner that goes like that. Then I have like candelabras, and I went with, like, I'm doing pops of color this year. I know I always do ivory candles, but I'm doing a persimmon candle, which is like an bright orange candles with candelabras, like silver candelabras that are kind of like old and like old timey and like English tea party kind of vibes, like Mad Hatter kind of vibes. And then I have those bugs that I sprayed last year, gold. I'm going to put those around. Maybe I'll put some, I'm definitely doing like 3 big floral arrangements, but you know, it'll be pops of color and pretty and nice. And then Poppy's doing most of the food. I'm just going to do a bunch of appetizers. I'm going to be actually in your house, on your town. I got to come by your house on Sunday. I'm picking up Pistosis.
Are you going to see Mommy? Because you should definitely stop at Janice.
I always do, yeah. Oh, I'm actually, I should swing by.
Yeah, swing by with Poppy. Poppy's, my mom is coming down with John.
Oh, Poppy's going to be working. He's going to be at the house. We're hosting at Poppy's house. So I'll be there, but I go to Pastosa's to pick up. There's a place in Jersey. They're in Brooklyn, in Jersey. It's called Pastosa's Ravioli. Brooklyn. They have the most delicious food there. Like, not only they have great, great products, like for grocery products, like, you know, their fresh pastas and their sauces and their options. But the food they make there, like the little appetizers they make there, and like all like the little things are so good. Their chicken cutlets and meatballs, their everything is so fucking good there. And I just, like, you know, sometimes they feel like the put together things. Like, I get these stuffed fried artichokes there that'll blow your balls off.
Oh my God, that's my favorite thing, you know.
No, but this is like a whole one that you can pop in your mouth. So like, do you know how how your mother does it with the big one, you have to pull with your teeth? This is like an artichoke heart, right? But they do it the same exact way, but they peel it apart so you can pop the whole thing in your mouth and there's like cheese in it. It's fucking insane.
Oh, damn.
It is so good.
Where is this? I need to go.
Right at your house, silly. It's right
in my house.
Next door to Starbucks.
Damn.
You've never been there?
No.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
So I only knew about that place because you literally just told me like 2 months ago. I ended up going in there. Yeah, when we went to Fabiani's Christmas party, I went in there to get Fabiani's mom like some desserts, like, you know, the Italian cookies and everything. Oh my God. I didn't know they had artichokes.
Oh my God, they're behind the counter. They have everything. The mozzarella, there's about, it is the best.
I freaking love artichokes.
Every time I do a party at Poppy's, like instead of like, when I do parties at Poppy's, I don't do really a lot of the cooking. I do a lot of like, you know, I plan the menu, I buy all the food. And then like, you know, I have the ladies put it together or Poppy puts it together. Or, you know, I cook sometimes, but like this, I don't like have to like, I want to decorate and like, and host. I don't want to have to like be frying artichokes in the kitchen. So I get them to do it. And I get taken home, heat it up and I plate it. Excuse me. I plate it beautifully and then it's out there. I have them make you my antipasto platter with like all the cheeses and meats. Who has time to be rolling all that shit up? You know,
they do
there. And this is not an ad, but hopefully they do hear it so they know how much I really love them. It is like the best thing. If you have a Pastosa's ravioli in your town.
Oh, I love raviolis too.
They make homemade ravioli. They have the manicotti there. It's like everything is so good. So I just go there and I just like fill my cart up with all this shit. I come home and I just put it all out and it's like always a crowd pleaser. I'm making mini quiches this year, which is like little omelet cups. Also doing deviled eggs. I'm not doing caviar this year because I think it's getting a little bit expected now. So instead of doing that, I'm doing the some stone crab that Gianni would love from Miami.
Okay.
And so it should be a lovely day of Easter. I'm hoping that the weather holds out because I'd like to you know, open the backyard and put music out there and like have everyone like, kind of walk around and have that kind of vibe going. But I think it's still gonna be a little chilly, willy. But you know, I'm gonna have the cocktails flowing. I'm making my garden party cocktail again. I sent you a picture of it yesterday, that green cocktail.
Oh my God, it looks so good. Are we telling everyone what you're doing?
Yeah. I'm doing a little key.
Wait, you have to say it's like a breaking news.
Hold on, let me drink this up. Well, I don't want to say it yet because it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, but you're working on it, so you could tease it.
But I worked on that show for 2 years and it got canceled on me.
Yeah, but this is different. Joey has breaking news.
I'm starting to put some content out. So Kiki cooking content. Kiki Cuisine, I'm starting to do cute little videos in my house. Because I cook all day long anyway, so I might as well record it. So I have some people come over from work, and they're just taking the cameraman come over, and we're making cute little videos for the internet, so I can share with everyone my little recipes.
Okay, Mama. So summer's around the corner, and me and Joey have been trying so hard to get back into shape. You know, we're working out, we're eating healthy, and thank God for my Peloton, because when the kids are in school, I'm in my gym using my Peloton, walking, doing the bike. And I'm literally obsessed. I've always said that I love Peloton. I'm a huge fan. I used to go into the city and do their live classes. So Peloton helps you start no matter what level you guys are at. So I would say I'm maybe intermediate. Joey, are you intermediate yet? Or are you just starting?
No, I'm walking around the city, but I should start coming to use your Peloton because I won't be spending money. If I'm walking around the city all day, I'm spending too much money.
No. Yeah. So wherever you're starting, in your fitness level, there's thousands of classes to get you moving, whether that's beginner or advanced rides. There's feel good live DJ rides on the bike, and there's artist themed rides as well. They've got something for everybody. They have like a Britney ride. Oh. It's just so much fun. And you end up like being obsessed over these instructors. The Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. So they'll show you all the basics to help take the guesswork out of your workout and encourage you to build from there. So the bike is so much fun. You're literally killing it. You're dancing to music on the bike. And the Peloton entertainment keeps you moving, mamas. So you can watch your favorite TV shows like I do. They have Netflix, YouTube, Max. You can watch all of your shows while you're riding. And it's perfect for those days when you don't want to miss anything and you want to binge your show. So instead of binging your show and sitting, you could be on the bike.
That's right. So watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. Wherever you're starting, get moving with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. So we did our first shoot yesterday and I did an appetizer, I did an entree, I did a drink, and it looked so cute and the pictures came out so nice. I just can't wait to see it all come to fruition. So follow me at Kiki Cuisine, KIKIKUISINE. At Instagram, and you're gonna like what you see.
You still need a book.
I have to start doing cooking content first.
Your book would be phenomenal because everyone knows that you're such a good cook.
Mm.
Let's get your shit together.
Wait, can I tell you what I'm drinking right now?
A vodka soda.
No, but I do feel like drinking tonight.
I'm surprised you're not out drinking. It's such a nice day today.
Because I have to work.
Oh, you're filming again?
No, I'm working right now with you. I woke up at
This is work?
At 8 a.m. No, this is actually the calmest part of my day.
What are you doing today, freak?
I go on my walks. I walk 17,000 steps in a day normally.
Oh, like around the city?
Yeah. And then Bae put this little tracker on my phone. This cute little tracker. That sounds so like predatory. Bae put this cute little tracker. No. This is a little app he has, like the Nike app or something, that it makes like it shows you like a little on a map like where you walked. I mean, like it shows like a little red line of like the whole loop that I made around the city and like the directions I walked and how far. And it shows you like a little map like all your spaces you walked. Not only is it good if you go missing, God forbid, but it's also good to get to see like how far I walked. Because remember that one day I walked like all day long, almost 20,000 steps.
Really good.
I don't know what got into me. I was just like, you know, you know what I was doing? I was burning a hole in my pocket. I had a lot of money that day and I was zipping around town shopping like a fucking addict. So I was walking. So I want to go down to you know, the tablescape stores. I want to get some side. Every time I go to Poppy's house, I have to bring presents because she's a poor old woman at the house, the old lady that lives in the shoe. And every time I bring her, she has to bring her skincare and little gifts and little outfits from Bloomingdale's and like little, you know, you have to go back. I must only go to his house once, like every couple times a year or so. Mm-hmm. So I bring presents and stuff. So I have to like go shopping for her. You know what Poppy wants? Like Crusaders, I need to help. I know someone, one of the Crusaders hit me up before offering it to me, but I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't say yes to it. Poppy called me yesterday. And a tizzy. He just saw what those toupees are—the ones where you shave half your head and you glue that toupee.
Oh my god! That is so like aesthetically pleasing. Like I love it.
Freaking out. He needs to have it done. He's like, "Where can I get
that girl?
How much is it?" So one of the Crusaders emailed me once and offered it to me, but I don't want it for myself. And now Poppy wants it, so I want you to make a wig for Poppy, whoever that was. If you're listening, if you make those toupees, I think it was like toupeequeen.com. I forget what your name was, but it's like one of.
Oh my god! Yeah, she's amazing.
They glue it on. They glue on your head, and then it stays on there for.
Do you see the makeovers those men get?
Yeah, Poppy saw it. He's been hooked. He's been sending pictures all day.
It's crazy.
I know. So someone make Poppy a wig, so I can glue it to his head. Wait, guess what? That's what I was drinking. I'm drinking my water, but guess what? I put in the water today because of our friend we met, and hopefully, I think it's gonna cure my whole life. Celtic salt.
Oh shit! Yes.
I'm drinking salt. So this woman, this love, this
that's
this
not what she
woman.
Said to do, though.
She was supposed to put it under your tongue, but I'm just drinking.
She said put like two things under your tongue and then drink.
Yeah.
You're going to have freaking diarrhea shoot out of your ass.
Because yeah, remember Janice would always make, when we were constipated, she'd make us drink salt water. And then
you would fart and start. Okay. Yeah, so everyone doesn't know what we're saying. So at the reunion... you know, when I had like my panic attack of my migraine, I got back in the chair. Joey was like fixing me up. And I'm like, does anybody know like what to do to help me? Because I don't know how I'm going to get through this freaking reunion. And she was like saying all these remedies. And she said to put Himalayan salt. What kind of salt?
Celtic salt.
Yeah, I've never heard of it. She said, put a couple under your tongue and then you drink, you know, water or whatever to hydrate. And then it'll literally cure your freaking migraine.
Look at that.
So now Joey's doing it.
I'm just drinking it because apparently you're supposed to have a little bit of salt in your water. I mean, I don't want high blood pressure or anything, but you know.
Yeah, but I feel like when you have salt in your water, that gives you diarrhea.
I mean, if you put like a teaspoon, I just put like four granules, like a sprinkle.
Granules?
Yeah. My fake Stanley cups. I have one of the Stanleys. We're Yeti queens here, right?
Yeah, I like Yeti. Mm-hmm. But I do have a Stanley that I do use every single day.
Go to YetiQueen.com right now for more information.
Is that your website?
No, my website, my tour. I added two new dates to the tour that I haven't even told on the real podcast, the other podcast. I'm surprising my family in Charleston, South Carolina. Because you know Dana moved there and Isabella, my wild niece.
Oh, love her.
I'm surprising them. I booked a show there at a club.
Do they listen to the podcast? They're going to know.
No, they don't have internet there in South Carolina.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I surprised show there. So I'm just gonna like get there and be like, guess what we're doing tonight? Come meet me at the club. And that was like a big party there. And then I think we're adding a date in Boston. But if you want tickets to see me on tour with Out and About Podcast, go to nowshewilltour.com. That's nowshewilltour.com. And Snoopy and I will be releasing our dates for the It's Happening Mama Madness tour later this year.
Mama.
Wait, no, when are we
going? We're working on our tour, but for now. Go see Joey and Trish. It's a good time.
Yeah. Nowshewilltour.com. This is my livelihood. It's all I have.
Okay.
Now, I don't want to forget all my stuff. Kristen Cavallari, if you're listening to the podcast, please come on my podcast because I not only want to have your hot boyfriend, the Montana Boys, on my podcast, but I also want to have you and I talk about your jewelry line. You know, she's getting bought out by Kendra Scott Jewelry.
Well, I'm sure you probably didn't watch the episode last night.
No,
but
fuck that gay. I didn't see you with Johnny Diamond.
No, not him. Kristen Cavallari was on the Jersey Shore last night with me.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, you don't watch anything. You're the worst friend.
I can't watch because you were hanging out with that gay in public.
So great. So last night was a new episode of Jersey Shore. And we went to Nashville. Nashville, you know, is my favorite spot. I'm trying to open a store there. So you just saw me with the roomie trying to like find a spot or whatever. And I ended up calling Kristen because she has Uncommon James there. I know Jesse has Kittenish there. And then I went to my friend Daniel's store who has Daniel Diamond. It's like a crazy like, you know, cowboy store where you get all like the denim and the cowboy hats and the boots. But we ended up going to Uncommon James and Kristen Cavallari made a little appearance on Jersey Shore Family Vacation. And she invited me on her podcast and she said she would come on ours.
Oh, good. I love her. She said it's a cookbook. She sent you a cookbook. They sent it to my house, so I never gave it to you.
Why would they send it to your house?
I guess that's the address they had. I think you were not available.
So weird.
But I have, it was years ago though. But she has a great cookbook. She's dating that Montana boy. She's thriving. And
those boys are weird.
I know. The one she picked the best one. There's only
yeah, but
one.
They do like weird TikToks. It's just like them like and like walking trying to look hot. It's like cringy.
Millions of like thirsty, horny girls all across the world are, you know, living for it. It's like doesn't make sense. Like I was born in the wrong body. I have the confidence of those Montana boys, but it just doesn't it really hasn't registered in the physical world, as the mediums would say, here in the physical world.
I can't.
What are these noises that keep happening? Do you hear them?
It's spirit coming through.
No, it's my cousin Kristen coming through. If anyone has any, if anyone's a wedding vendor,
You're throwing a wedding?
I'm throwing a wedding. My cousin's getting married, but I am the gay of the, I'm the one in the family with all the party planning, you know. I'm checking over. No, she asked for help. I'm officiating the wedding. She's like my niece to me. Like I grew up, you know, she was a baby when I was already an adult. So I've been in her life, you know, her whole life. But, you know, I look at her like a niece, so I feel like I have to step up as the gay aunt role and do this wedding. So I'm officiating the wedding, but I'm also helping her plan the whole wedding. So I need, like, you know, I got Kara, I booked Kara on the makeup. Kara's doing makeup and I'm officiating. Papsnap 1165. Do the photo booths. It's the best photo booths, and they do all the glam shots at the wedding. So they're gonna be doing that booth for them. So I still need florals, I still need a dress, we still need all the things. So if you're a wedding venue, you want to work with me on my first real wedding planning journey, please hit me up at on my Instagram. I gotta turn that thing off. It keeps yelling at me.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm excited, and it's gonna be right in your hometown, Nick. So I may have to borrow some decorating advice from you.
Swing on by.
You killed your wedding. Oh my god.
Yeah, I missed my wedding.
If you could do
just thinking about my anniversary, it's going to be 10 years next year.
Oh my god. If you could do your wedding again, what one thing that you didn't have at your wedding that you've been seeing at like other weddings that you'd want to have at your wedding now, like would you have like a mind reader, or would you have like art person painting your picture while you were getting married?
I got that, moron.
Oh, you did? That's right. I forgot.
Yes, you're the worst.
It's in the kitchen. It's in the kitchen. So
literally. No, I love my wedding. I have to say it was perfect. It was amazing. And I would do it all over again. Maybe I would, because it wasn't invented or wasn't like a thing then. You know how Melanie has like the booth where like you stand on the stage and then it goes around?
Oh, yes.
The camera goes around. Yeah, that wasn't like a thing yet. So I would definitely do that. But everything else, my wedding was freaking phenomenal. If you guys never saw my wedding, you can see everything on my YouTube page. But also, it's in Snooki and JWoww season. Yeah. I don't know what season. But if you guys haven't seen it, final episode, you better watch it. It's amazing.
Season 6 finale. It's that episode. Your wedding was the last episode.
It was amazing.
I would like to have an oyster shucker. Someone that goes around with oysters.
Ew, I hate oysters.
I know, but like everyone, there's this thing, they have like belts they put around, like, you know what I mean? They have like a belt on and they walk around like just with oysters and they like shuck them right in front of you. Like, I love a kitschy thing like that. Like,
they shove them in your face.
Yeah, I know. You like, you eat what you want, but I think they have like four different kinds in their belt and then they crack them open and there's like a little garbage can attached to their coolie that they throw the shells in.
Oh, okay.
I like things like that, but you know what I don't like? I don't like when they have drinks on those ladies' skirts. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like a big hula skirt, but it's fucking made of champagne glasses. It's like, first of all, those champagne glasses are gonna be piss warm by the time that bitch sashays across the floor with that fucking silly dress on.
I've never seen that in my life.
You've never seen a champagne dress? Google it. These assholes, these girls, they hire and they strap these huge cages and they walk around with the champagne all around on their skirt. But by the time they get there and it's dragging on the floor, it's like no one wants that fucking warm champagne by the time Mildred gets.
I've never seen that in my life.
One side of the room to the other. No, thank you. And I also, you know what I don't like also? Like, I don't want to submit, especially with all these roofies going on. People have those things where you ring a bell and some hand comes out from the wall and fucking gives you a drink. Who knows what's back there? Do you know there could be a pedophile back there putting roofies in drinks and no one will know who it was because it's just a hand back there.
Oh my God. Terrifying.
Speaking of pedophiles, P. Diddy was arrested.
Well, first of all, he looks like a lizard. Doesn't even look like him. That's his doppelganger. That's not him.
Probably not him. He's probably a meat puppet that they made in a lab.
Well, I mean, why is his eye so close to his nose? That doesn't even look like him.
I didn't know he got arrested. Did he get arrested? I thought he was on the run.
They were saying he got arrested, but now I just read that he's on the run. I don't understand what's happening, but he looked freaking weird. He looked weird.
I don't know why it's come. Did Steve Urkel die? Julia White?
Yeah, did he die? I don't know.
Why is that? Can you Google that, please?
I know Pee Wee Herman died, right?
You Herman died, and what you talking about?
No, Steve Urkel did not die.
Oh, sorry. Imagine he dies this week. So yeah, so now there's if you don't know the story, he's arrested. There's they're raiding P. Diddy's home, saying that he's involved in a string of lewd acts against people. Money. I mean, like, what is it called?
Human trafficking, bitch.
Human trafficking and blackmail. And sexual allegations and
forced and all this wild stuff. Same thing as I think he's like the black Jeffrey Epstein now. That's what the media is deeming he has. But the plot thickens now, apparently. Now, you know, I went down a rabbit hole today.
Apparently, oh, same. I've been down all of it.
Did you hear about this? P. Diddy had Michael Jackson murdered.
Yeah, I told you that.
I just found out that from my friend.
I told you that last time.
So this makes sense. So this is all basically what's explained to me, because I kind of I don't understand what's happening. It's all a game of I'm gonna get you into a position. It's all about a game of blackmail. They get these other really rich people into positions where they like think they're being friends, like here, and they make it feel safe and okay to hook up with like an underage girl or have gay sex or do something that if anyone else found out about, their life would be over. So it's basically like a tumbleweed of things that are happening. It gets them out. It gets the webs get twisted. Basically, it's a game of blackmail. Making a richer person than you do something bad in front of you, then you record it and then you use that against them to get money. That's how Jeffrey Epstein became rich, because he hooked up with this old man, like this old billionaire. He had sex with, used to have sex with them, and then he blackmailed against him. I'm going to tell everyone, your wife, everyone, that we had sex. That's how he did. Now P. Diddy is apparently doing this with all different musical acts and other people. But guess who's involved now? Sadly, a big musical executive from Universal Music has been tied to P. Diddy, and they used to go into P. Diddy's bedroom for hours and hours at a time and not know what was going on. Who's like one of the biggest billionaires in the world. So we don't know if if Diddy was blackmailing him or what was going on. But he's the he's the father to Sophia Richie's father-in-law. So Sophia Richie's father-in-law is tied to all this, because I guess he P. Diddy tried to blackmail him with something.
Oh my God. Well, I feel like a ton of people are in it. They're saying like Jay-Z now. I don't know, but that psychic and that man, Cat Williams or whatever,
yep.
They both said that in 2024, around Easter time, shit is going to come out about pedophiles and Hollywood and all this shit, and everything is coming true. So this isn't just like P. Diddy. It's like more, it's literally all Hollywood and literally disgusting.
It was a psychic?
Yeah, there's a psychic. I forget her name. She has like blonde, short hair, and everything that she says comes true. It's so creepy.
She's saying about me, like my weight gain?
No, she only talks about real celebrities.
Oh, thank you. Morning.
But I'll send you her. I'll send you her thing.
Got it.
Because everything she says is freaking coming true. So, and then now everyone's saying his house only got raided because the government. You know, some politicians were there, so they want to try and, like, get all the footage, and, like, all of a sudden it's missing. There are so many conspiracy theories. I don't know what's happening. But, like, everyone is saying this is a distraction because now we're in war with Russia.
Well, this is a great segue, Nicole. Are we real reporters?
I mean, I don't want to die. I don't want to go to war, bitch.
No, but guess what? Russia, speaking of Russia, I can never...
Ew, and you used to go there. I can't believe you went there.
I live there, I know. This just in, now Russia added... Where the fuck's the thing? Sorry. Okay. Russia just added, breaking news, Russia officially adds LGBTQ movement to its list of terrorist and extreme organizations. The movement can be subject to arrest and bank account freezes. So if you're gay there, they can freeze your bank account and you can be put in prison now because it's considered a terrorist attack if you're gay.
Oh, my God.
I know. What are all those ice skaters going to do over there? Imagine being arrested just for who you love. Imagine they said to you, if you like tan juice head Guidos, you're going to go to prison. Would you still date them, though?
Yeah. Like, this is me, bitch. Sorry. Like, are you kidding?
That's an analogy.
This is terrible.
Yeah, so there's that. Now, this is all going back to the election year. This means Putin's doing this because Trump is trying to be the president again. And if the gays, if the Trump people see that Trump didn't ban gay things, but Trump's friends with this guy, so it's almost like, you know, the racist and homophobic people, they're going to like this for the and vote for Trump because he's friends with him and Putin did that. So you know what I mean? It's all a wagon wheel of drama that's all tied into the presidential year. And that's why people tune into this program, for the hard
news. Because we report on the hard news. No, and now they're talking about the eclipse. So there's an eclipse April 8th.
Oh, God.
Everyone, yeah. The National Guard is coming out, all this shit, because supposedly there's going to be 3 days of darkness, and then the devil comes. I'm like too into this TikTok conspiracy shit. But they're saying to make sure that you're good to stay in your house for a full week with food
and water,
weapons, everything that you need. So I'm going to be prepared just in case, because you know me, I'm like a survivalist. But yeah. I don't know, bitches. Shit is fucking weird this year. Everything is weird.
I have enough floral arrangements and wine to get through a natural disaster, but I don't think I have enough.
Exactly. Weapons. Yeah. Make sure you have your messy mama. Just say
I have that. My fridge is stocked with that. And I have a whole closet full of alcohol. I have and I went crazy. Can I speak about Erin Anson Cole? Do you want to? Can we do a confession right now? Like we're in church.
Yes.
Okay. I confess that I blacked out twice this week in the floral district, and I spent over $1,000 on flowers this week.
Oh. To put in your apartment?
A one-bedroom apartment, yeah.
All right, you're wasting money. You're wasting money.
No, I just got it out. I'm not doing it anymore. I just wanted to tell everyone that I woke up at 6 in the morning the other day, and I went down to the floral just because that's exactly when they opened, and I knew they were going to have the good shit. I set my alarm for 5:30, went down there, and I went buck wild. I got birds of paradise. I got
100% wasting money.
I got a new bush that's over here. I just got all this new stuff, but it feeds my soul. I think I'm doing this. It's my therapy session. I'm doing this in lieu of my late mother. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because this is like my way of bringing life into the house and honoring her, because she was such a decorator. That's why I do this. It's a what is it called? A coping mechanism. And that's mm-hmm. that's how I grieve. Okay, via home interiors, mama. Wait, what was I going to tell you?
Yeah, that's definitely a waste of money.
Okay, that was my one thing. What are you going to now? You have to admit something, and to give a real juicy one. Did you?
I'm packing for Florida, and you know how every time like I go away, I don't want to buy like a bottle of vodka because I feel like. I just feel like it's like a waste of money, and I have the vodka here. So I was, I was filling up my vials of vodka for my trip.
You put them in your makeup bag.
Yeah. So I felt like a trash bag doing that. So that's my confession because I know I'm going to be a drunk in a couple of days.
You're so good at just rolling like the punches. You could have stumbled and not said anything to my surprise.
No, that's what I did. And then I freaked out because I thought I lost my vape. Because I was stressed out, and then I found it, and then I vaped.
One other story, and I think we called this like days before she even got out of prison. Gypsy Rose and her husband are splitting up to no one's surprise. She wants to have a hot girl summer. Okay.
Oh, how do you know? She told you?
No, she's getting divorced.
Well, what's the details? Did she do a statement? I feel like yes. She always shares everything. What'd she say?
She made a statement to this morning. She said that, you know, on her personal Facebook page, which leaked, obviously, said that, my husband and I are going our separate ways. But I said that from the beginning, that she that was good and compassionate of having a pen pal and a buddy to have it when she was in prison. Once she gets out, she's getting the bottom teeth fixed this week. Got her hair bleached. She was posting titty photos, and then she just seriously went away from online. I think he forced her to do that, and was controlling. She's like, "No, bitch, I can't be tamed. I was tamed by my mother my whole life. I was in prison. It's time for me to set free. Mama Bird's gonna fly high. Once she got those highlights, everything changed. Do you know what I mean? So I think she's.
Oh yeah, she wanted to be single.
She was putting push up bras. You know, I just think she wants to have a hot girl summer. She finally, she's never been able to like feel and look her most beautiful. You know, she was kept with her head shaved and, you know, whatever, her whole life in a wheelchair dressed up like a silly goose. And then she went to prison and wore a fucking tan jumpsuit for fucking 25 years. This is the first time she can actually be a woman, embrace her confidence and her beauty. She wants to feel, you know, wanted. She wants to feel attractive. She wants to feel confident in her body that she was never allowed to. She was forbidden to be herself her whole fucking life. She don't need that old front hanging along. She's a young thing. Now mark my words.
It reminds me of Peter Griffin.
I guarantee she's going to start dating a black guy.
Oh, I can see it.
I'm certain for that. And a little bit more that a player almost. You know, what I mean? I think she's gonna go with more of a player type. Maybe someone in the music industry, maybe a little Bow Wow.
Well, Bow Wow.
You know, maybe someone, maybe an Atlanta rapper. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a psychic. I don't have all the answers, but I do know I can smell it from a mile away. She's going to, you know, she's going to have a glow up and she's going to, you know, she's going to be like very quiet about it, but she's going to, you know, this is her time. I feel it's good for her. Be by yourself for a little bit, bitch. You've been controlled your whole life under someone's fist and rule. Do you have a girl's trip? Go, you know, make some girlfriends. Do, you know, start making a jewelry line in your house and sell it on Etsy. Like, do you, mama, for a little bit. And just like,
he's probably so upset though, this poor guy, because he's been with her the whole time in prison, like being pen pals and stuff. Like,
who takes someone in prison?
Like, he was always there for her and wanted her and never judged her. And now she wants to be a hoe and she's like, fuck you, bye.
Well, I mean, who in the right mind married someone in prison anyway? There's something wrong with him to begin with.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to judge, but...
yeah. Wait, so more power to you, Gypsy. Again, take your time, do you. But, you know, don't say I didn't see it coming. Did you see the thing I sent you? This is my last story that I have. I do have one more, but... the kid, I don't know his name, but he killed a man. And had the head and the hands in the closet, and the mother found it while she was cleaning.
Oh my God, how did you watch this? Because I was just watching this on YouTube.
It popped or TikTok.
My new page on
I
TikTok.
Sent it to you.
Did you?
Yes, ho.
No, because it showed up on my for you page. And okay. Then I ended up watching the YouTube.
Yes, that's what's his name? Up. And he's so cool. So we found
it. Yeah, he was so cool about it.
Yeah, he goes, what do you think? Oh, in your closet. He goes, oh, human head and hands. Like almost you want to
no, man, Dale.
And yeah, he's all cocky, like prick thinking. He's like, I think he had a fetish about being a murderer and he thought he's part of a cool kids club. He's like, so what a guys like me, the other guys do similar things to me, they would get like 10, 15, 20 years, I'll probably get, right? And he's like bragging about ew. It to the people.
Yeah,
he's a sick individual. I don't know his name, but yeah, he's a 19-year-old kid living in his parents' house. The poor mother is cleaning up in the house. And you know, the 911 call was like, it's the most bone chilling. Then when she called 911 on her son saying, I just found a fucking head in my son's closet. Yes. She was cleaning up and, you know, she goes to the closet and she looks and like, clean up, oh, what is
can you imagine?
It's a Rubbermaid thing. What is this, you know, thing? He's like, oh, what does he have in here now? With these dirty shoes. It's in a garbage bag. She's going through, let me bring it into the sink. There's dirt all over it. Brings it to the sink, it opens the bag up and there's a fucking human head in her kitchen sink. She's a poor woman.
Oh, you guys have to watch the full thing on freaking YouTube. It's crazy.
What's the guy's name? Do we know? I think it's Brian or...
Oh, look in the text if you send it to me.
I think it was like on Instagram or something. I'm going to find it.
So he's in high school. And he's like this tall kid, you know, a little goofy. He's got glasses. Like you could... He looks like he would try and murder someone. He wanted to see how it felt. So... Long story short, he ended up finding, he was like, I want to find someone that I can kill because I want to see how it feels. So he was aiming Brian towards like Cody a prostitute. Jr. He was aiming towards like a prostitute or a homeless person because he's like, I feel like with prostitutes and homeless people, no one cares if they die. Like no one's looking for them. So he ended up finding this really like really nice homeless man that lived under like a bridge or whatever. And yeah, he just ended up killing him, stabbing him. And then he wanted to take his head and take his hands.
Yep.
And he kept him in the room.
How long did he have him in the room for? I didn't get to that part.
Well, he was in school. Like he went to school to be a forensic. He wanted to be a forensic. What's it called?
Yeah.
Scientist. Person. Whatever. So like he was like researching like all these books and everything. And he was Googling when does rigor mortis set in and all this shit. So he had the hands in his closet for like 2 weeks.
Oh, and no, it didn't smell?
No, he said it really starts to smell at like 3 weeks or something. I don't know what he said. But like God. He knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Jeffrey Dahmer was the same way. He was into stuffing the animals. What is it called? Taxidermy. He was into taxidermy. It's just a raccoon.
Yeah, because it was his freaking dad.
A raccoon under the house, grandma. Yeah, so if your son, if you have a tall white son with glasses, already be nervous.
Check on them.
It's already a red flag. Second, yes, check their history on the internet. But yeah, you never know who's right beneath your own door. So let's all just pray we don't have a serial killer living in the house with us.
God forbid.
The eclipse while P. Diddy is touching kids everywhere. So we got a wild. A wild ahead of us, girl. But I will let you go.
Oh my God, Rocky's wilding out. Yes, we love you, bitches. Happy freaking Easter. You're not going to see me next week. I don't know if we're going to have off or whatever, because I'll be away filming for next season that's going to air, I don't know, in like 6 months. So mama's got to go, but we love you, bitches. And stop talking shit about us on Facebook because we see you.
Ooh, that was a read. Happy Easter, mama.
Love you.
It's happening.